This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. Some fun on what's going to be quite a Tuesday. And here's where we're at, and there's a lot to wrap your mind around today. So let's just walk through all of it, and then we'll get to whatever I can get to in 3 hours. I only have 3 hours, Chris. I'm only human. I can't get to everything. They're teaching our cadets at West Point about whiteness. The government is trying to make sure you can't buy body armor. We'll talk about that. We're going to talk about the GOP in certain states learning how to play offense. Great news in the culture war, corporate wars we're in when it comes to Disney. Why corporations and CEOs are weak and pathetic. And the world of make-believe. We have all that and so much more tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. But I want to begin here. I want to begin with a theme that's been consistent on the show, and it's going to remain consistent on the show. There was a Supreme Court decision today. I'm not going to bore you with all the legal mumbo jumbo, nor do I even have the education level to do so. Habeas corpus and writs and stuff like that, Chris. They speak Spanish or whatever that language is. It's fine. But either way, what you need to know about the decision was this. It said that in Maine, in the state of Maine, if you're going to give vouchers for private schools, you have to give vouchers for private religious schools as well, be they Catholic, Christian, religious, whatsoever. And there's a human being out there. I don't know how to say his name, nor do I care how to say his name. I think his first name's Wajahat or something like that. His last name's Ali. I did figure that out, Chris, not to brag. And in response to this, he had this to say, quote, private Islamic schools and Jewish schools should open up all over Maine. The state has to fund you now, so take advantage of it. Move your communities there as well. Let's see what the Supreme Court says. To which every single person you know and I know said, yeah, okay, that's fine. Totally fine. Go start your Muslim school. Go start your Jewish school. Sounds good. Put it right by my kid's Christian school. I don't care. That's fine. Whatever. But this is what I mean when I talk about a world of make-believe. In this, I'm actually going to defend this person, even though he's an idiot. I'm going to defend this person. What he has in his mind is a caricature of what you are. You're this Nazi white supremacist, you know, you spend all your time spitting on Islam and you hate Jews. You probably have 10 Klan hats in your closet. You have all these guns just waiting for a chance to murder people. And you can laugh and roll your eyes, and I am too. But you must understand, for the people who are in the media, the people who come from academia and now operate our corporate world, for senators, their staffers, that caricature I just described is completely real. And this is the reason, this is one of the major reasons we're so divided. They don't have any idea what you believe. None. And why don't they? They never have to confront it. Let's say right now you're in Manhattan. Let's say right now you're walking through Central Park. And maybe you're this idiot. I think he works for CNN. I know they're based out of Atlanta, but let's just, for this example, let's say CNN's in New York. And you're strolling through Central Park, and mommy and daddy, they were rich white liberals. And of course, you went to NYU, right? You went to NYU, you got good grades. Plus, dad made a couple generous donations to the school. They have a little wing named after him. And you go to NYU. And who are you hanging out there? What are you learning from your professors? You're learning that America is an evil, racist, terrible place of colonizers. And you're learning that people on the right are Nazi white supremacists, and frankly, they shouldn't even be allowed to talk. And then you walked out of NYU after graduating there, and you walked right into CNN. Your dad called a guy who knew a guy who knew a guy, got you a job as an assistant producer there. And everyone you work with, they all believe everything you've been taught your whole life. You got to vote Democrat, Republicans are evil. Now they're Nazi white supremacists. Those guns are going to murder everybody. Your local government, Mayor Eric Adams, your city council, they all reinforce these beliefs to you. Your friends reinforce these beliefs to you. When you're not working at CNN, you go home and you're, hey, I'm tired of the news. I'm going to turn on Netflix and see what's new on there. And every single bit of original programming on Netflix, they all reinforce your worldview, all of them. Hey, maybe it's your turn to watch your niece for the weekend. Lord knows you don't have any kids of your own. So you'll pick up your niece and you'll take your niece to the new Lightyear movie. And of course there are lesbians making out in there. That's what kids' movies should be. Over and over and over again, every single thing in your life, everything in your life supports your worldview. Every part of it. And so you never, and you don't even know this, you're actually in a prison. That person, the people who bring you the news, the people who write our laws in the Senate, these people, they actually all reside in a prison, in a world of make-believe. They're trapped, and they're not trying to get out. That's the problem. They don't know they're in a prison. You see, they never have to confront your real worldview, because where would they find that? Are they listening to the Jesse Kelly show right now? Are they going to pick up a book written by Thomas Sowell? Are they going to... Did they ever listen to Rush Limbaugh even once while he was still gracing the airwaves with his presence? Never. Are they going to be sitting beside you in church or in synagogue this Saturday or Sunday? I remember when you people go to church or whatever you call it, Chris. No, they're not. You're never going to encounter them anywhere. You're never going to run into a neighbor who maybe he's got an AR-15. Maybe he actually practices with it, knows how it works. He's very happy with it. And he'll be happy to tell you why he has it and how he uses it and what it can and can't do. But you never have to confront that human being. So I've been calling it a world of make-believe, but in reality, it's more appropriate to think about it as a prison that you don't know about. You ever see that movie, The Truman Show? That movie where, in case you haven't seen it, Jim Carrey's the actor. That was back when he was funny before he lost his mind. He's the actor. And he has this kind of, you know, quote, perfect life, even though there's no such thing. He's got the pretty wife, and he's got the job, and the pretty house, and the white picket fence, and the manicured lawn. And he doesn't know, or at least he eventually figures it out. Sorry for the spoiler. It's like 20 years old. He eventually figures out he's part of a television show. Every part of his life, they're all actors and actresses. He lives in this gigantic dome. Quit, Chris. That's not funny. Quit. He lives in this gigantic dome, and His world isn't real and he doesn't know it. Now, that would be one thing if, let's say, your 15-year-old daughter losing her mind, listening to, she has bad friends, listening to some bad music, whatever the case may be, and all of a sudden she gets twisted up and she lives in this world of make-believe. That would be one thing. That would hurt as a parent. That would hurt you, but it's not the end of the world. But what do we do? What do we do if all our people in power, what do we do if they all reside in that world of make-believe? What if the people who bring you the news reside in that prison? The people who make your movies, they reside in that prison. What if the president of the United States of America resides in a world of make-believe?
Not the majority of them aren't saying that. Come on, don't make things up, okay? Now you sound like a Republican politician. I'm joking. That was a joke. But all kidding aside, no, I don't think it is. I was talking to Larry Summers this morning, and there's nothing inevitable about a recession. I think we're going to be able to.
Nobody's saying we're going to have a recession. You're making things up. I love how Joe's always a jerk and then tries to walk it back with, I'm kidding, that was a joke. No, it was not a joke. No, it was not a joke. No one's saying we're having a recession. You're making things up. I just talked to Larry Summers, and he told me we're not going to have a recession. How does a nation overcome the president of the United States living in the world of make-believe, a prison? We're going to talk about that tonight. We're going to talk about them trying to make sure you can't protect yourself. That's coming up next. More Joe Biden sound. There's a lot of Joe Biden talk today. And January 6th, all that's still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. Before we get to that, let's talk about putting your money where your morals are. You have a cell phone. Probably your whole family does. You make phone calls. You send text messages. You have a cell phone. You have T-Mobile, AT&T, Verizon. Why are you sending Verizon money every month? And I say this to you as someone who has had Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. I'm just as guilty. What are you doing? Why are you sending money to people who take your money and use it to spit in your face every single month? You know that Pure Talk is on the exact same 5G network as one of those big guys, and they actually share your values. You know the service is just as good, and the average family saves over $900 a year. Switch to Pure Talk from your cell phone. Dial #250. Say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. Dial #250. Say Jesse Kelly.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show whatever you want. Your love, your hate, your death threats. All are welcome to Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. You can watch me sit here and sweat with no air conditioning. You can watch me on the simulcast. You have to go to thefirsttv.com/Jesse and sign up. You got to pay for that, though. You got to pay for it. A world of make-believe. New York. Remember, you always have to pay attention. As New York goes, so goes the rest of blue America. New York's new restriction on body vests is touted by Hochul, New York Governor Kathy Hochul. It's hardly bulletproof. Haha, that's a good pun. That's a good pun, Chris. Anyway, Governor Kathy Hochul's facing a torrent of criticism after bragging about a new state gun law restricting body vests, which does not include protective armor worn weeks ago by a teenage white supremacist arrested in a massacre of black shoppers in Buffalo. Why does the government not want me to have body armor? Let me just see if I understand this correctly. I am allowed by them now. This is their platform. This is the platform. I'm allowed to have a shotgun, double-barreled shotgun. I'm not allowed to have an AR-15, of course. That's a weapon of war. I am not allowed to have a magazine that holds over 10 rounds, which is virtually all magazines. And now I'm not allowed to have body armor either. It almost feels like, and I certainly, gosh, I don't want to sound like a paranoid conspiracy theorist here, but I feel like maybe they want to hurt me. I feel like maybe they think, because we are the unwashed masses, the unruly peasants, who are getting out of line, we're saying things we shouldn't say, we're lying about the election, we're responsible for white supremacy, we're these unruly people, they wish we would get back into line, and I can't help but feel like all these things are designed so they have the freedom to do, well, more things to get us back into line. Why don't you want me to have body armor, Kathy Hochul? Do you plan on sending government agents to my house to hurt me? And maybe you're sitting there saying, Jesse, don't be paranoid. This is just, that's crazy. They only want to maybe give the cops the ability to stop crazy people. It's not about you, Jesse. Okay. They want the cops to have the ability. Kathy Hochul wants to send the cops to stop somebody who's a crazy person. Okay. Let's see. Let's just go down the list here. Abortion. I think aborting your child before it's born, unless the life of the mother is at stake, I think aborting your child before it's born is actually murder. Do you think Kathy Hochul thinks I'm crazy for thinking that? I believe that the American citizen should not only own fully automatic weapons, the average American citizen is well within their Second Amendment rights to own explosives. In fact, I think a machine gun nest on every home in America is not out of line. Do you think Kathy Hochul believes that that makes me insane? Coal. There's all this talk about coal, right? We're gonna more electric vehicles. Everything needs to be electric. Yeah, your electric vehicle runs on coal. Sorry. I love coal. If I had my way, I would have more coal plants being built every day. When I drive through the Rust Belt, you know, I grew up in Ohio, and I drive through the Rust Belt and I still see plants. I love it. I look at that and I don't see ugliness. I look at that and I see prosperity. I see a higher standard of living for America. I think we should build a new coal plant every week in the United States of America until we're drowning in our own power. Do you think Kathy Hochul thinks that makes me insane? And so if the answer to those questions are yes, let's circle all the way back to the beginning. Kathy Hochul doesn't want me to have body armor because she wants agents of the state to come kill me. How am I supposed to take this any other way? You don't want me to have body armor? Oh, the fact that you don't want me to have body armor leads me to believe I should really, really, really have some body armor. All right, let's set that aside. Let's go to Joe. And you should just understand, whenever you ask Joe a question, that we are in the process of making up my mind.
How soon are you talking to she?
I ain't telling you.
Have you made up your mind on China tariffs, sir?
We're in the process of doing that.
You're lifting the tariffs?
We're in the process of making up my mind.
Okay.
I'm prepared to sign it, and I'm ready to go.
Gosh, that's so perfect. We're in the process of making up my mind. I'll let you know what we come up with. Gosh. Oh, wait. Speaking of a world of make-believe, Joe Biden has an advisor. Her name is Cecilia Rouse. I want you to listen, because as you watch the destruction of your standard of living because of inflation, remember, real inflation, it's at like 20%. They're giving us these numbers. Oh, it's at 8.5, 8.6. No, it's not. No normal human being out there right now has had an 8.6% reduction in their standard of living. Everyone knows it's 20. I want you to listen to this person. A world of make-believe.
Is it possible, as Americans are feeling that pain, that message is a little tone deaf and could have a really kind of negative impact in terms of consumer sentiment?
So I'm not sure which part is the tone deaf. The president is looking to lower
focusing
costs
on spending money.
For important...
Go ahead.
But he's focused on reducing costs for some of the most important items for Americans, reducing prescription costs, reducing costs for childcare, helping people get back to work because they are able to balance responsibilities at home and at work. So these are the kinds of investments we need to make. They spend out over time. We know that this president is focused on reducing the deficit. This deficit is on track to be reduced by $1.7 trillion this year. That's more than happened under President Trump. And so he understands the role the deficit plays also in reducing inflation. But we also have to make the kinds of investments to make sure that our economy continues to thrive as we get to the other side of this.
As you're being destroyed by inflation, they're still trying to pass a multi-trillion-dollar bill. Wrap your mind around this. They passed that Biden's first bill that was a little over $1 trillion, and that has already accelerated inflation through the roof. What happens if they pass a $3 or $4 trillion Build Back Better bill? That's the end of your standard of living, and yet on and on and on they march. All right, we still have to get to Navy talk. We have Uvalde police really crapping the bed. I'm about to go off on that. Hang on a second.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, and I told you it was going to be a good time tonight. You know, we have Selena Zito coming on about an hour from now, and she always gives us a perspective. She's obviously the great writer, Selena Zito. She always gives us a perspective of middle America, a perspective that you can't ever get. You know, you can't get that perspective in New York City. But the Rust Belt swing voters, they're the ones who decide elections. They do. You don't have to love that, but they do. They decide elections. What are they thinking? What are they going through? One of the most under-talked about, I don't think that's a word, Chris, is under-talked, I think it is, Chris. Well, it is now that it's been said on the world-famous Jesse Kelly show. Anyway, one of the most under-talked about things out there is the drug problem plaguing poor white communities. I'm going to ask her about that. I'm going to ask her about some other things. Before I get to this January 6th stuff from today, and before I get to this Uvalde shooting stuff, I did want to address this. I got this email. My husband and I have two young boys. We live in a blue state where crime laws are weak. Schools teach CRT, and it keeps getting worse. She says she has the privilege of homeschooling their boys. We're a conservative family and love our faith, guns, and values. My husband is graduating from welding school soon. Good for him. And we want to move to another state. We want our boys to grow up in a state that loves and cares for its people. Montana is on our list of states. You've mentioned living in Montana before. I'd like to hear your pros and cons of living there. Please and thank you. P.S. My five-year-old son listens to you along with me and loves the Frito Bandito song. Only he replaces it with Mama is the Frito Bandito. All right. I get these questions a lot from people. So I want to make sure I clarify some real pros and cons you're going to have to deal with. Let's say you do live in New York City. We've been talking a lot. New York City. Say you live there. And let's say you're thinking about moving to Montana. I would encourage you to do so. I have told you several times, get out of these cities. Not because I don't love them. You know I love them, especially places like New York. It's because you don't have any more protection anymore. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse, from the judges to the juries. And the NYPD has all these retirements for a reason. The good guys are walking away. They're filling these departments with cops you don't want around you. You don't have the politics. You have no level of protection whatsoever. So get out. But I do need to prepare people who are leaving the big city to places like Montana, or at least considering it. One, and this is honestly the biggest one, winter time. Now, maybe you're sitting there saying, oh, we have winter here. I know what cold is. Give me a break. No, you don't understand. You have a winter day. You have a winter week. Maybe a winter 2 weeks. Got to bundle up a little bit. Put on a scarf. When you live in a place in the Rocky Mountains, especially like where I lived in Bozeman, Montana, winter socks in for a season. And by the time winter's done, this is a routine thought people have in Montana. You haven't seen grass or dry, just straight dry pavement on the road in months. At the end of every winter, by the end of every winter, we would all talk about it of, man, I just can't wait to drive on a dry road with no snow or ice on it. Because you haven't laid eyes on black blacktop in months. Now, I'm not trying to intimidate you. I'm not. But I watched this happen so many times. People would move in and they love it and it's beautiful and the best place on earth. And they last one winter and they pack it up and leave. I'm not telling you not to go. Go. Especially if you're going to vote right and you want your values and things like that. Go, because you can find them there. Go. It is wonderful. The air is clean. It's beautiful. You'll grow up like I did, hunting and fishing and camping and hiking and doing healthy, wonderful things. It is good. Go. But understand, winter will become part of your life. It is part of your life. It's not a, hey, do we have long johns? No, you have long underwear. I'm talking about long underwear you wear under your clothes. I guess we call them long johns. Not everyone does. No, everyone has long johns. There are days when your children will wear long johns to school. We had, when I was in the fifth grade, we moved to Montana from Ohio when I was in the fifth grade. This is such a culture shock for me. In Ohio, if they would even get patches of snow on the ground, if you woke up and there were patches of snow, it's a guarantee school would be delayed, if not canceled altogether. You'd run right to the television because this was before, you know, phones and internet. You had to go watch the local news and figure out, hey, what's going on? Well, if you were in Montana we moved to Montana, you would find out very quickly school is never canceled. And I mean never canceled. And not only was it never canceled, I was on several school buses where there were 4 or 5 foot snowdrifts on the side of the road. And the school bus has chains on the tires because the roads are so icy. And you would show up at school and you would go to school and it would be 15, 20 degrees below zero. And they would make you go outside for recess. You're not only going to school. When it's recess time, you're going outside. And we go play football and smear the whatever in the snow. And that was what we did. That was what we did. What, Chris? It's fine. It's Pride Month, man. You can make jokes. But that's what we did. That's how we grew up. Prepare yourself for winter. If you're packing it up and you're done with the city and you're done with getting stabbed on the subway and you want to go, go. You will love it. You will have a better life. I want to encourage you to do it. I'm not discouraging you. I'm telling you, prepare to make winter part of your life. You will have good gloves. You will have long johns. You will have a good coat. You will drive around with a blanket, one of those emergency blankets in your vehicle. People drive off the road and die every single year up there because they freeze to death on the side of the road. That's simply something you have to account for. That's one adjustment. That's the biggest one. A smaller one is this. If you live in New York City, you have access to everything. You're surrounded by airports, major airports that give you direct flights anywhere you want to go. You wake up this morning and you decide you want to go to Chicago. How many straight shots to Chicago with no layovers are there going out of New York City today? 1,000? I mean, I'm making up a number, but it's a lot. You have access to food. Endless food options. Chris, you've never been, so you wouldn't understand. You can walk out of your hotel and you can walk by 25 restaurants in the course of 5 minutes. There's a Jewish bakery here. There's a hot dog stand here. Oh, a $1 slice of pizza over there. Hey, not luxury steakhouse there. Look, a Russian bar. Oh, look, I mean, it's whatever you want. Those options are not there when you move to a more remote place like Wyoming or Montana. And I'm not here to say they're up there eating squirrels you had to get up and shoot for breakfast that morning. They have restaurants. They have groceries. You can figure out how to get great meals. They do have things. And they have local restaurants that pop up that are very good. When people leave the big city and they move, sometimes it can be difficult for people to not have access to everything at the tip of your fingers. How many concerts have you been to? I promise you're going to go to a lot fewer of them up in Montana. There just aren't that many. All right? The Rolling Stones aren't coming to Bozeman. I'm sorry, they're not. It's just the way it works. Chris, do the Rolling Stones still tour? Was that too old? Yeah, I know. They've been on like 20 final tours. Whatever. You understand what I mean? Now, for most people, that's going to be fine. I just want to explain, if you're a big city person and you've been a big city person your entire life, it is a culture shock. Now, all that said, they're not having drag queen story hour for kids. You don't have to use your pronouns at work. In Montana, when you drive by somebody, no matter what, when you drive by somebody on a two-lane road, they're coming the other way, you wave and they wave. Everyone waves at each other, even if it's just a little finger raised up off the steering wheel. It's a better life. Pack it up and get out. All right, I didn't get to the January 6th stuff, and I meant to. Dang it. Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. We're going to get to this good news about Disney here in just a second. Well, actually about 10 minutes from now. Sorry, I have a couple other things. The insanity of the corporate world and that and much, much more. But I got to say, it does make me laugh. I'm still going to go off on Uvalde. I'm trying to hold myself back here. But it does make me laugh a lot listening to the media try to get America to give a crap about the January 6th stuff. Because nobody does. Nobody cares. Nobody's paying attention to the committee hearings. They want you to talk about anything else but them. But daggone if they're not trying.
There's never been a bigger or more important story in American history than this.
This is the most important story in the history of the Republic.
These January 6th hearings are remarkable. They are riveting.
The hearings last night, they were searing. They were vivid.
It was compelling. It was chilling. The videos were chilling. And I think it's going to be historic.
This was a historic, compelling.
I just want to pause here for a moment. I'm going to let him keep going. It's got another minute. I'm sorry, Chris. I have to interrupt. I have something to say. Sometimes I interrupt. The biggest mark of the talentless people you see. Let me explain the media world how it works here real quick. There are hosts. That's what I do. I host a radio show and a TV show. Remember, my TV show is on every single night on the first TV at 9 p.m. Eastern. There are hosts, and then there are guests. Now, there are guests, and then there are contributors. And this is how this works. I don't think there are contributors in radio, paid contributors, but I could be wrong. Maybe we're just not advanced enough yet. I don't hardly have guests, so I'm not going to pay any of them. But in TV, networks, all of them, all the ones you watch, The First, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, they have paid contributors. And most of the time, a paid contributorship means this. Let's say MSNBC hires me on to be a contributor. Don't worry, I'm not holding out for that phone call, nor would I want it. But let's say they do. What that means is this. It means I'm exclusive to them most of the time. I can't go and do a guest spot on Fox. I belong to MSNBC. It means whenever they call me, I have to show up. I don't have the option. Like, they get a hold of me. I wake up. I got a text message. Hey, Jesse, we need you on Rachel Maddow's show to talk about softball tonight at 8 p.m. And I have to go on. What, Chris? I assume she likes softball. It's not a big deal. Anyway, but I don't have the option of saying, I don't really feel like it. See, we do that all the time now. Oftentimes, Chris just says no for me. We get all these requests. We want you on this show. We want you on that show. I don't really want to do a bunch of other stuff. I enjoy what I'm doing. So we just say no most of the time. That option's no longer there. You're a paid contributor. But also, you always want to keep that contributor gig because it's a pretty good gig. The money's not life-changing money. I'm not sure what they make. I've never been a paid contributor. But I know it's okay. I'm sure you can feed a family on it. And it's pretty easy living. It's not hard. How do you keep a job as a paid contributor? You say things that make headlines. You say outlandish things. And since they're all communists, everything has to be historic and the end of the world and the most important thing ever. That's why you hear all this
hearing.
Stuff. This is very compelling television because it's a very compelling hearing. And it's compelling. It's must-see TV.
I've been texting with a number of sources. I was texting people live during the hearing. The words that I was hearing from them were stomach-churning, riveting, compelling. One senator told me that he had a lump in his throat as he was watching the video and hearing this testimony. Stunning.
I wonder if Kamala had a lump in her throat.
Testimony from the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th assault.
A stunning round of testimony from the witnesses. Of course, what the committee was able to offer in terms of new materials that we...
Yeah, the idea. That's another 45 seconds of stunning, amazing history. I don't need to bore you with all the details. But that's part of what you see. I have something else to talk about on the military, but I want to get to this Uvalde hearing. But I do want to remind you, do you remember this from yesterday? This video made for the United States Navy.
Hi, my name is Johnny, and I use he, him pronouns.
Hi, and I'm Conchi, and I use she, her pronouns.
And we're here to talk about pronouns.
Do you think we've maybe gotten too weak and pathetic in this country? Do you think maybe the lack of testosterone in this country is killing us? And keep in mind, a lot of this has to do with obviously diet and exercise, but they have estrogens in the plastics, estrogens in the water. We have men with their testosterone levels falling off a cliff right now. We're not doing anything about it. Fellas, go get a male vitality stack from Chalk. All natural herbal supplements, U.S. manufacturing. It's also the most hardcore anti-communist company I know of. You want to talk about anti-communists? These guys loathe them, and they're desperate to save America. Ladies, they have a female vitality stack for you. The healthy options, natural, herbal options on there are endless. And when you go to choq.com and use the code Jesse, you get 35% off store-wide. 35%. choq.com, code Jesse. Let's go be strong. Now, I'm not going to spend a long time on this because it sickens me. But there is new news out today about the Uvalde school shooting. I know you remember those kids getting mowed down by that psychopath in Uvalde. And right away, we started to see some video and get some reports from people, and they were really questioning the cops. And that's rare after those situations. But the parents who were there, they were complaining about the cops. The cops this, the cops that. They wouldn't let us in. The cops wouldn't go in. We're yelling at the cops to go in. They wouldn't do it. And we were cautious, vocal, but cautious about the whole thing. But then the Uvalde Police Department, then they decided they're not issuing any more public statements. And that was suspicious. And then they decided they're not going to cooperate with any investigations into them again. And that's extremely suspicious. And now I think we understand why they were so closed-lipped. I just want to say something before I play this audio, because the special committee on the shooting, they stepped up to the plate today. It was a long affair. You probably didn't see a lot of it, but they stepped up to the plate today. And they issued this public statement. Before I get to the specifics of this, I want to just speak to not cops. I'm going to speak to every man out there. Fellas, if you have a weapon in your hands and children are dying at the hands of a madman, you have an obligation to go get in a gunfight. Or if all you have is a knife, go put in some work, son. If all you have is a pepper spray, go put in some work. You have an obligation. It's not an option. You have an obligation to do this. And I'll tell you something else. If there's somebody there trying to stop you, maybe he's giving you orders or whatever the case may be, maybe he's trying to stop you from going to save those children, you treat him as part of the threat as well. Nobody stops you from saving children if they're dying and no one's helping them. Do you understand? That's a message for men all across the United States of America today. Nobody stops you if you're trying to save children, ever. We're going to talk about this shooting, and then we're going to get to this Disney stuff. We have Selena Zito a half hour from now. All that and more coming up tonight on The Jesse Kelly Show. Don't want to hear about it.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.